Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to AVEVA SA full year financial results conference call and webcast. I now hand you over to Mr. Fırat Kuruca, CEO, Mr. Erkan Şahinler, CFO, and Mr. Tuğrul Gemici, Head of IR. Please go ahead.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. This is Fırat Kuruca. I would like to make a brief introduction about our earnings release, and then I will pass on to Erkan to give more details. First off, we have successfully closed the 2017 year, and we have ended up at a very high growth rate for the bottom line, as well as strong growth momentum for the top line. This was the case for the first three quarters, and the quarter four was also strong. In terms of the top line, we have seen our pensions assets under management grow by 29% year on year, and we are maintaining the number one position in pensions assets under management. On the protection side, we have grown the premium levels by 51% year on year. This was as a result of 64% growth in non-credit linked business and 37% growth in credit linked business. So all in all, across all channels and all product lines, we have registered strong double-digit growth rates. This is the top line. And in terms of profitability, more details will follow, but it will suffice to say that our IFRS net profit grew by 38% and have reached 144.7 million TL. And in terms of statutory profit, which will be the base of our dividend payments, have grown by 61% and have reached 101.7 million TL. So overall, all profitability metrics registered strong growth, I should say. And in terms of the business, it's also important that auto enrollment was a key topic for 2017. Although auto enrollment doesn't impact our financials as yet, it will be significant in the future. And in terms of auto enrollment, we have successfully completed the first three rounds of the auto enrollment, and we have three more rounds to go until the beginning of 2019. And as a result of the first three rounds, we have a very strategic position, and we have achieved our objectives fully in terms of market share, which is approximately number one in private industry, in private sector, in terms of OHM. And we have established a very cost efficient and customer friendly process that should be grounds for further success in the auto enrollment for the future. So overall, we are very pleased with our 2017 performance, and I will pass it on to Erkan to provide you with more details, and I will take any questions afterwards, if any. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I would like to go over with you over our presentation, which is available on the website. On slide number two, we try to summarize the segmented performance on pension, life protection, and personal accident details. You would see on that chart that in all of our business lines, we have performed a line growth over 30%. And similarly, this growth rate is also valid on the technical profits line. We have grew our pension asset under management by around 30%, while the technical profit from our pension business grew by 33% and has exceeded 200 million Turkish lira, while our asset under management is above 15 billion. On the life protection business, we have a very strong growth in year 2017 with 54%, and we almost closed the year approximately 400 million lira of gross written profit, while the technical profit in this line of business has grew by 29%, reaching over 140 million in 2017. On our personal accident line as well, our gross written premiums grew over 30%, reaching to almost 70 million Turkish lira. And after correcting our product at the beginning of the year, our technical profit also shown a good growth momentum by 43% versus the previous year, reaching to 24 million of technical profits. I'm moving to the next slide, slide number three, on which we have summarized some selected metrics on our financials. As Fırat mentioned at the beginning, our asset under management exceeded 15 billion Turkish lira, showing a growth of 30%. Similarly, the pension contributions reached to 1.7 million lira in year 2017, showing a 14% increase over the last year. On the life and protection business, life and personal accident business, our total gross written premiums are 470 million lira, showing a growth of 49% over the last year. As I summarized earlier, our technical profit on each business line made a growth of 31%, reaching to 378 million in 2017. In the earlier calls, we have also communicated with you that our expense ratio is one of our focus area for this year and going forward. Because of the increased expenses, especially on IT and auto enrollment starting by the middle of 2016, we see a 12.1% expense ratio in 2017, which we expect to reduce after stabilizing our auto enrollment business after we pass the initial year expenses. The profit for the year is at 145 million. As Fırat also mentioned, this is a significant growth at 38% over last year, which brings us an ROE of around 30%. Sorry for the typo on our presentation. Our MCEV has reached to 1.7 billion Turkish lira, showing a growth of 13% over last year, which is also showing the consistent and healthy growth of our business year over year. On slide number four, you would see the past 5 years' profit evolution on last 5 years. Our profit for the period has shown an annual growth of around 19%, while this has boosted, especially in years 2017, with a 38% growth. On the technical profit after G&A, we see a CAGR of 23% over last 5 years. Again, in year 2017, this has a growth of 48%, reaching to 118 million in 2017. That brings us a more solid solvency position in year 2017, and we have exceeded our comfort zone of 150% and resulted the solvency ratio for 2017 as 171%, while the ROE continues to be strong at around 30% over the last 5 years. In the previous slide, I'm moving to slide number 5. As we have shown on the previous slide, with the support of better growth on our technical profit as compared to the growth in the G&A business, G&A expenses, we are continuing to grow this profitability in a healthier way. While our technical profit grew by 18% over the last 5 years, our G&A expenses grew only by 16%. Year 2017 was an exceptional year where we have invested heavily on our IT and as well as on our newly started auto-enrollment business, which led the G&A expenses to grow by 25%. But going forward, we aim to keep the G&A expense growth at only a couple of percentage points higher than the inflation rate, which will deliver much stronger technical profit and accordingly bottom line growth over the next few years. I'm moving to the next slide, on which you would see our summary P&L on IFRS basis. On this P&L, you would see that the technical profit growth of 31% over last year was mainly driven by the strong growth in pension and as well as life protection's technical profits, which both grew by 33% and 29% respectively. As we have been able to limit the expense growth in spite of our one-time investments on IT and auto-enrollment, the G&A expense growth stood at 25%, delivering a technical profit after G&A growth of 48%. At the back of better interest rates in the markets for 2017, we also have been able to grow our interest income by 21% over last year, which also contributed to the bottom line growth of 38%, bringing our net profit at 145 million. At the end of 2017. Having said that, I would also like to give some flavors in terms of the future developments. There are two new accounting standards which will be in our agenda over the next 2 or 3 years. One of them is IFRS 15, as you can read in detail on our earnings release and as well as footnotes to our financials. We will be starting to implement IFRS 15, which brings a new accounting standards for the recognition of income in the pension business. It basically provides to extend the recognition of the pension income over the average life of the pension policies, which is typically around 9 years for our portfolio. Therefore, it brings an opening balance adjustment to the 2018 equity of around 44 million in our opening equity for 2018. And also, since it requires those income which have been generated in the recent years to be allocated over the lifetime of our pension policies, we expect these new accounting standards to impact our P&L of 2018 negatively. However, it doesn't have any impact on the real income generated from our pension business or the profitability of long-term profitability of our pension business. It's only an accounting standard change which brings a change in the recognition period of the revenues in the pension business. Whereas another accounting standard, IFRS 17, which will be effective by the 1st of January of 2021, is another agenda item because the required efforts to implement this standard is enormous, and the studies regarding the impact and the implementation of this new standard has already started in our company and in most of the insurance and pension companies which are operating in an international business. This standard will totally change the presentation of the financial results over the life business in our portfolio, which is also valid for non-life insurance companies. We will give some more information over the next quarters and years with regards to the progress of our project and the forecasted impact on the financial results. Again, this doesn't have any impact on the profitability of the business. However, it will change the presentation of the profits generated from the business itself. And again, going forward, in terms of some flavors regarding how we see the 2018 outlook, as a summary, we will continue to keep the high performance in our protection business, as we grew over 50% in 2017. We also expect to observe significant growth in this business. We will also continue to maintain our leadership in terms of asset under management in our pension business at a growth rate of around 25% year on year, similar to what we experienced in 2017. We will continue to be highly profitable, and we will maintain our ROE at around 30% in 2018 as well, while getting stronger in our protection business, both with the support of the CreditLink and the standalone businesses. The auto enrollment will continue in 2018 as well, with two phases. Actually, we are in the process of the fourth phase of the auto enrollment in January and February. There will be another phase at the beginning of the second half of the year. We will continue our selective approach and selective presence in the auto enrollment business as we have been in the first three rounds. Another focus area, as I mentioned earlier, will be to control our expense growth in this year as well, while closing our gaps on our IT technology, IT infrastructure. We will be continuing our efforts to stabilize the IT infrastructure in our company. Another focus area will be to strengthen our customer experience by developing some digital and user-friendly solutions for our customers. I mentioned the growth appetite in our life protection and personal accident business. I would like to give some information regarding what we have experienced in 2017 in this area. You would remember in our earlier calls that we continue our efforts to strengthen our non-credit linked business, both in the retail and the bank insurance business. What you would see on slide number 9 is that our growth rate in the standalone business, both in the retail and bank insurance, are over 60% in 2017, bringing the total of our standalone business share in total of our life protection and pension personal accident business to 56% in by the end of 2017, while the share of the credit-linked business remained at 44%, in spite of a significant 37% growth in the credit-linked business in our bank insurance channel as well. For the sake of timing, I will be skipping the segmented P&Ls. If you would have any questions, I could take on during our Q&A sessions. But I would like to give a point on our MCV growth, which is on slide number 19. We closed the last year by an MCV of around 1.5 billion, and it grew by 13% in 2017, reaching to almost 1.7 billion by the end of 2017. This is in spite of a slight decline, or what we could say as a steady MCV from our pension business as a result of our change in our lapse assumptions, which we reflected our observations of increasing lapses in our pension business since 2016, after the coup attempt which took place in July 2016. Whereas the contribution from the life is significantly improving, from around 170% million to 260 million in 2017. If you would like to observe the MCV growth over the last 10 years of this company, you would see that in 2007 or 2007, our MCV was around 400 million, and during last 10 years, it quadrupled to almost 1.7 billion, which shows a healthy trend line during those years, and again showing a 13% growth in 2017. In terms of new business profitability metrics, you would see on slide number 22 that VNB generated in year 2017 increased by 11% over the last year and reached to 233 million. The new business margin remaining steady at above 4% in total, while the margins in the life protection business are showing a growth, whereas we have seen some decline in pension business margins, as expected with the introduction of the auto-enrollment business, where we have a lower cap for the fees that we can charge. Maybe a couple of words regarding the auto-enrollment results experienced in 2017. On slide number 18, you would see the basic structure. The auto-enrollment covers employees older than 45 years old. Younger than 45 years old. There is a phase structure up until the beginning of 2019. There will be a re-enrollment of every opted participants after 2 years of the initial enrollment. There is a 3% employee contribution from their salary. The fund structure are much more simplified as compared to the classical pension business. And also enrollment and collection processes are significantly simplified. In addition, there are some incentives from the government. There's a 25% state contribution, similar to the pension business. There is a 1,000 lira one-off contribution from the state. And there are also some additional tax incentives and also 5% contribution from the state for the savings after retiring by the completion of the 10th year. With regard to the Aviva SAS performance in the last four rounds up until the first quarter of 2018, you would see on slide number 19 that Aviva SAS share in the rounds where the private companies were heavily enrolled, namely first, third, and fourth round, were quite high, and those market shares are continuously increasing phase by phase, bringing us to a total of 11% market share in the total of the four rounds experienced so far. However, when we exclude the second round of the auto enrollment, where the state companies have been enrolled and have been shared by the state pension companies by almost 95%. If we exclude that second round, we see our market share to be around 16% in those three rounds. And if you look from another perspective, if we look to only private companies enrollments during these four rounds, our market share in the private business reached to 14.5% and brings us to be one of the leaders in the market, both in terms of the participants and as well as in terms of the asset under management. So that concludes our presentation for the year 2017 results, and we would be looking to answer for your questions at this stage.
Thank you. We will now start our question and answer session. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, to participate in our written Q&A, just type your question into Ask a Question text area and then click the Submit button. Thank you for holding until we have the first question. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. To participate in our written Q&A, just type your question into the Ask a Question text area and then click the Submit button.
There is a question coming through the system. It says, where do you see your market share in auto enrollment in the medium term? Should we expect it to increase to 15% from its current level of 11? Now, I would like to say that there has been a clear split in the marketplace between public and private sectors. You know, there are three public pension companies, Ziraat, Vakıf, and Halk pension companies, and they ended up getting naturally 97% of the public sector. So therefore, we play in the private arena, in the private industry arena, and this is where we focused. And in that regard, we have more or less number one position, both in terms of participants and assets under management. And as time goes by, the weight of private industry in auto enrollment will increase. Therefore, our overall market share will improve from 10%, 11% where it is currently, to more than 15%, to around 15%, I should say, over time. This should be expected. Okay, I hope this answers. Now, the second question is about likely changes in the auto-enrollment system. Well, the auto-enrollment system started very fast, and we have successfully implemented it within a time frame of 6 months. So this is a success on one side, whereas it was really a bit overshadowed by the fact that the opt-outs were higher than anticipated. at about 55% or so overall, and around 60% in the private side of the business. Now, we think the system will have to be revised a number of times, and probably there will be more positive public perception of the system as people learn more about the benefits of the system. And in the future, we should expect an employer contribution, either voluntary or compulsory, as in more developed markets. So I am hopeful that the possible change, life changes, will improve the opt-out figures. Probably it won't be immediately. We won't change all the necessary. We won't see all the necessary changes immediately, but over phases, like in the voluntary pillar 3 pensions, where we have gone through a 10-year of maturity period, which could be similar in auto enrollment as well. So there is another question about the potential growth rate of participants in the voluntary pension side. Yes, voluntary pensions has grown to 7.5 million participants in the market in total. And in 2017, it didn't grow too fast because I think most of the market was really focused with auto enrollment and protection business. So therefore, the voluntary pensions didn't grow aggressively in terms of number of participants, in terms of new number of participants. It still grew overall as an industry, and it grew by about 28% in terms of all, but there was a natural, let's say, cannibalization coming from auto-enrollment. I think 2018 may see a similar trend where there we won't see a very aggressive increase in the number of participants, but around 25% to 30% increase in total AUM because of the in-force book. So I hope this clarifies that. So another question is about the fixed costs incurred for the auto enrollment system. So the question is, if we strip those fixed costs or launch costs of auto enrollment, how do you see profitability vis-a-vis third pillar? Is the new business margin comparison 2.9 reasonable for comparison? Well, I should say that auto enrollment started off and has, let's say, led to some cost for 2017. It will be a similar one in 2018. But we have been really careful in building a business model which will be very cost effective and it will be very much digital focused. And going forward, I think this will be a key success factor for auto enrollment, whereby the process needs to be automated and probably even robotized to manage such a huge volume of transaction. So, in terms of the sunk costs in 2017, if we strip those costs, of course, our overall profitability would have been much better. We haven't seen any positive income from auto enrollment in 2017 and in 2018 as well, because the assets under management will be too small. So we are not going to see a positive income stream until 4 or 5 years from now. But we think that in the long term we'll have a working business model for auto enrollment. So what else? There is a question on embedded value of auto enrollment. I think our chief actuary may I answer that? How did MCEV impact, how was MCEV impacted by introduction of auto enrollment? Maybe you can comment on this portion.
Yes, so auto enrollment is a new segment, and since we capitalize the projected charges, although they are at a lower level compared to the existing private pension system, there is still a positive value generation coming through our numbers. That's on the in-force. For new business, again, due to the lower charges, we have approached a disciplined way of pricing every company and every scheme. And therefore, we still maintain a positive new business margin on auto-enrollment business as well.
One or two more questions from the system. No, okay, this completes all the questions. So is there any other phone questions, audio questions?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have no audio question at this moment. Dear speakers, back to you.
All right. Well, I would like to thank you for listening to us, and a record of this conference will be available in our in Investor Relations website. And, of course, we are happy to answer any questions that you may have, so you can drop us a mail as such. So, and hope to see you in our future calls with even better results. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
This concludes today's conference call. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participating. You may now disconnect.